Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
It's good to see everyone's faces today. I see some that have returned. So good to see y'all. Before I get into today's message, I'm going to pray really quickly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we yield, Father, to your will and your way, Father. Father, we just ask that you will just speak to us today. Father, I pray that you will cover the hearts and the minds of every person, of every soul, Father, that has come to receive and to hear from you today. Father, I thank you, Father, that you have gone ahead of us, Father God, that we are not wayward or that we are not behind, Father, but that we walk in sync with you, Father, as you order our steps from day to day. I thank you, Father, for those that you have ordered even to this place in this hour, Father. I thank you, those that are even watching online, that are showing up every week, Father God, in accordance to your will and your way and your instruction. Father, I just pray, Father, that you would just speak through me. Father, that you will just have your entire way in this place today. And even as we disperse and go our separate ways, Father, that you will bring us back together, Father, for such a time as this. Father, we thank you for this time of communion and fellowship in this place. Father, we thank you for the acceleration, the expansion, and the advancement that is upon us. Father, we thank you that even when we don't know what's next or what to do or how to do, Father, that you are with us in all things, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we trust you. Father, we just yield to your way. In the mighty, majestic, and powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So, I have a major announcement to make today. It may make some of you sad, but don't be sad. Do not be sad. I am very, 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 very clear that the move that I'm getting ready to explain to you. Hi, man of God, how are you? Thanks for coming back. That the move that's getting ready to take place is a move of God. We are a very fiery ministry and a ministry of movement, because the Spirit of the living God moves. He moves. If you've been following us for any amount of time, you've seen us move up, down, side to side, left to right, over here, over there. Freedom Friday, now we're traveling, now we're on tour, now we're in the building. And so coming into this building, I'm going to share something with you now. The Lord told me that we would be here for a short time. The timeline he gave me was rather short, but it was still estimated. And I was like, well, why? But I trust you. This is what you want me to do. That's fine. We'll progress. We'll move forward. We'll advance. I found out quickly, as you all know, that we're on Dragon Street, that we were on assignment here. As an apostolic ministry, we slayed some real dragons on this street, real time. Some really ancient things. We were praying, anointing the streets. We were in this region, taking territory 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Outside, anointing the doors, the room, everything. And following the instructions of the Holy Spirit. And for a long time, the Lord, when he reestablished another realm of my identity as a revivalist, in December, January of 2025, we have seen and we know quite a bit about what's to come concerning the ministry, our mandate, and our movement, and what God has called us to in accordance to my metron. And so we received confirmation. We received lots of instruction from the Lord from October of 2025 to the present day. And I did not know, as we receive prophecy or prophecy is released, it's in part. And as you pray and cover what God gives you, sometimes he doesn't always tell you the intricate, intimate details of a thing. So when I left my job and to go into full-time ministry, the Lord said, you're going into full-time ministry. Yay! Right? Almost a year I fought in this place. So much workplace warfare. And one day the Holy Spirit tapped me on my shoulder and he said, your days are numbered. I'm in my seat like, hallelujah. We've been talking about this, you let me go and me moving forward so long. I was beginning to wonder if I was talking to myself. Holy Spirit said, your days are numbered. I didn't know that when he tapped me on my shoulder in my office that day, it would be 3 days later. It was 3 days later. And they walked me out like a criminal. I had done nothing. But I did a lot of ministry in that place, a lot. So I knew that I was agitating the enemy. And so I said, nonetheless, Lord, your will, not my own. Left there, began full-time ministry, and I've continued. I started in the streets. I was a solopreneur, so to speak. There was no team. There was no nothing. And for quite a bit of time, I received divine downloads from heaven. I was trained in deliverance, and I did bathroom baptisms, beach baptisms, traveled around the country, solo dolo, going where God sent me. And I began to fatigue in there because it was kind of me and my kids and myself. And the Lord told me, I'm sending you help. Some of the help you see today, some have gone, some have left in our journey. Some of them you see here today, God sent to help build and advance the vision that he gave us here. We have serviced lots of people all over the globe, in Africa, in the UK, in the Netherlands. I've literally done deliverance with a Nigerian man in Benin, Nigeria, in a boat, trying to get free from Leviathan and serpent spirits. I'm like, how in the world did you find me, sir? Isaiah Saldivar, I partnered with him, and he put me on his map, and some people found me that way. There's a young lady in the room that found me that way through Isaiah Saldivar. And the Lord continued to move and connect, and we just continued to do the work. So we've become hybrid over the years, virtual and in person, right? Having events every month, deliverance events, healings events, miracle signs and wonders for a time. And the Lord said, it's time to let that go. It's time to transition and move into the next place in space. I get here, and then he tells me, hey, go ahead and go in the building. I'll let you know what's next. I did what he told me to do. And so today is our last day in this building. The church ain't going nowhere. The church is still here. It's been here. It hasn't changed. It ain't moving. We're expanding. We're actually being promoted, whether we want to believe it or think it or not. The owners of this space were lovely. Were very lovely to us. It was a shared space. And they will not be here in 2026. They will be leaving this space. And so the Lord said what he said. and he's given me even more revelation. And I was like, okay, so we had a meeting last week. And the decision had to be made with the Holy Spirit. Were we going to remain in the last month or two of 2026 or go ahead and dissolve? Because we were taking a Sabbath Sunday anyway, December the 28th, so we could spend time with our families for Christmas. And so we were already taking off on the 28th. And so as we're preparing for the Fresh Fire Fast, January 1st through the 3rd, as I discussed with the Holy Ghost, we are going to dissolve and cut the tie. Sometimes we hold on to things and take things into our necks that we're not supposed to, or we hold on to things longer than we're supposed to. It's hard to kind of let go. We started getting used to coming here every Sunday. Sometimes we have more people online than even in the room. Even last week when I saw that we were getting a little full, I even said to the Lord, we're going to have to move. We knew we were going to have to move. We were like, in a minute, we're going to be standing room, right? In a minute, we'll be standing room, even in this space. Where are we going to go from here? And so I said, well, Lord, you order my steps. And so the conversation came, and the beautiful people that partnered and poured into us in this space, they're moving forward in 2026, and God is moving them from this space, and we're going into our next. So my charge for today is actually a celebration. I actually wore black today. I love black. It's a part of my branding anyway, so I wear it a lot. But when I got up today, the Lord spoke to me about dying new deaths every day. And so he said, revival's coming. Revival is coming. I've called you to be a revivalist in this Dallas-Fort Worth region to break the back of religion. You will rise. And you will move and you will manifest the kingdom. We're going mobile. That's what we're doing. We're going mobile. Just like the moving tabernacles I've been talking about since y'all met me. The Acts 2, the true ecclesia. I've had time, you know, to sit with God a lot because he's had me to pioneer movements, blueprints, and things that I've never seen. Even the download that he gave me for January, it's massive. And I'm like, how are we going to do this? By the power of the Holy Spirit. So the church is not going anywhere. The church has left the building. That's today's message, and that is the next move of God for Flawed and Free to prepare for the great return of Jesus Christ. Just as John the Baptist pioneered the coming of Christ, and when the power of the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples and the apostles, and they went out into the outermost parts of the earth and they ministered the gospel and multiply, they made disciples. One of the keys, that's why we have a digital discipleship program. My focus for this year was to make disciples. I'm not done. I'm just getting started. And so there are many people that will never, ever. Some of you found us online. We've been digitally evangelizing for years. Some of them are still online watching me now. When we came in the building, I told my team, I said, we will not stop streaming because there are people that have been following me for years. This is their house. They show up every Sunday. Just because we got a building, we will not abandon the people, because we're called to build people, not churches. That's what this is. Our goals are souls, and there are many that are lost that are going to hell that will never ever touch those doors or even the next set of doors that we get. We will have a building. God has promised us and told us that we will
have a building, but we're entering into a new season in 2026 where he's having me to go out and get them and not wait for the church community to come to us, but we're actually going to bring the church to the people. People are going to get saved and delivered and healed outside. So we're going outside in January. Today's message is the church has left the building from brick and mortar to body, becoming the true church. This is not a message that even Dallas wants. There's a church on every corner. Truth be told, nobody needs another church in the Bible Belt. There are churches everywhere, on every corner. But as we're preparing for the great revival, where resurrection power and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit will be tangible, seen, and real, people will come to Christ. People that have not experienced or found safe spaces within the brick and mortar or building of a church, they will meet God, and God will meet them right where they are. And then God will bring us full circle back to the spaces. So he said we'll be where he sends us. We're going to be in rented spaces, restaurants, parks, parking lots, wherever he has us to go. He's given some of that vision. I would urge each and every one of you to come with us. Because, again, we going together. We going to lace up our boots. We going to put on our backpacks, literally. We'll be live streaming those services outside. We'll be live streaming them wherever the Lord is sending us. The Lord has told me some platforms that he wants me to go to for the live streams. So the time will change. It's going to be called the Sunday Funday Services because we're going to be outside with the saints. The ones that left the mega churches at 11 trying to get the brunch. We're going to break the back of religion. And we're going to bring them to the real thing, the real deal, the real Holy Ghost. They're going to get saved and spirit filled. They're going to receive tongues on the street, in the restaurant, in the bathrooms. I'm going to be positioning people in bathrooms. This is real. We're going to be praying for the lost, the homeless. We're going to have some hot dogs, some chips and soda, and they're going to get a word at the same time. And we gonna worship. We got our speakers. We got our mics. We setting up shop wherever we go until the Lord says it's time for the next move. So today we're not mourning, though the Lord and I already had some of our funeral service this morning. We're preparing for revival. That's what we're preparing for. And we're going to die today to this space. We will not make a building our idol. We can't have church because we ain't got no building. That's a lie. Right? So today we're not mourning a closing. We're marking a commissioning. This is the commission, the great commission of Christ. We're going to celebrate today because we got promoted by God. It looks like something dying, but that's only so that he can live. We're not ending a church. We are releasing the church. Florida Free is not shutting down. Florida Free is shifting forward. The building is closing, but the body is rising. The address is changing, but the assignment remains. Ain't nothing changed. And the word is still true. The church was never a building. Was never a building. Jesus never died for a structure. He died for a people. Acts chapter 7, 48 through 49. I'm going to read KJV. You can read with me as you're opening your Bibles. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples, but made with hands, as saith the prophet, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me? When you're manifesting heaven on earth, that's what we're supposed to do. That's who we are. As the kingdom of God is indwelling in us, we are supposed to be bringing the kingdom to the people of God so that they can see him for real. And kings have thrones. And me and you and you and you, we are lords and kings in the earth. Kings sit on a throne and they have a footstool they put their feet on. They have scepters and they have crowns and all of these things. So the Lord is saying, you, we are seated already in heavenly places. We're seated in heavenly places. Even our time in the earth is temporal. It is seasonal. You have to discern your time and your season. Before I came into this building and signed on the dotted line, I went to the Father when it was handed to me. And I said, what do you want me to do with this? Who, how, why, what is the need? And the Lord gave it to me. And so, just as you and I are called to certain seasons, supernaturally, we're moving at the speed of light. The earth is trying to catch up. You have an assignment in the earth. You don't know if today is your last day. You don't know if tomorrow is your last day. And none of us know when the return of Christ, none of us know the day nor the hour. And so it is imperative that we keep our ears to the street so that we can get the instructions from God. Because in this scripture, he said, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. You and I, me and you, we are the kings in the earth as he is the King of Kings. He said, what house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? God has never been confined to brick, mortar, or a dress. He's omnipresent and he's everywhere all at the same time. From Eden to Exodus, from tabernacle to temple, from the upper room to the prison cell, God dwells with his people. All through scripture, there's movement. The ark moved. The tabernacle moved. But what happened when they built the tabernacle, the place that the high priest would go and atone for the sins of the people? There was a process in accessing God that changed under the order of Melchizedek in the New Testament. So we now have access to God anytime. We don't have to go from the outer courts to the inner courts and to the Holy of Holies and to the holy place. People used to have to kill bulls and goats and things like that. And they used to have to, there was a process to being able to have access to God. There are people that don't have access to God. So we have to be the tabernacle that meets them in our words, in our presence, in the way that we carry ourselves and speak to people, the way that we show the love of Christ to people, the way that we sow in seeds, and the way that we partner and yoke our arms and help people. That's the church. That's the church. And so much of this has been abused over the years because we got people standing in titles and mega church buildings, and they are not servicing the people of God nor their souls properly. And there's a changing of guards taking place. There's a remnant like me and very few others that are rising even in the Dallas-Fort Worth region that are highly called to the prophetic, and we're called to overturn, to dethrone demonic powers and principalities and to take territory for the kingdom of God. And so God will call us to a place that people can see him and they don't even have to go to the church or to the tabernacle. The veil was torn when Christ died on the cross. That was no more. But we have to become the church. John chapter 4, 23 through 24. Speaking of timing. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship is not just taking place at this altar in this building. We worship him in spirit, and the hour is now. We are the true ecclesia, ECCLESIA, I've seen it, EKK. The true ecclesia, the word ecclesia means the called out ones. The called out ones. This is why a lot of you that are even here now, you visited lots of church in this region, or maybe in the cities and states that you lived in, but it felt distant. It felt cold. You didn't feel anything. It was just like, I don't know if they even know my name, or if they even know, you know, if there is even an altar call of prayer, barely, right? You got to get past security. You got to go down the elevator. You got to go around the corner. By the time you get to the altar, they probably didn't shut it down. By the time you finally get there, then you got to get a shuttle back to your car, and you still broke, busted, and disgusted the same way you came in. You might have made friends with somebody you were sitting next to, maybe. Right? And so we're coming to these places, and it's like, I went to this church. I went to all the popular churches. I went to all the places. And then you encounter God, and you feel the Holy Ghost, and you be like, oh, this feel different. Hold on. We apostolic, yeah, we praying in tongues. I've been in places where I began to pray, it come to Sheta Rabasaya, and the people was like, you're not edifying the body. Where's your interpretation? And they praying. I'm praying in the spirit. Like, oh, I guess I can't pray in the spirit in here, huh? Right? And you're sitting there like, with these little popcorn prayers, checking the box, throwing your tithe in the back on the way out. But the called out ones, we are the sent ones, the burning ones, the ones that are on fire for God. You can see the power of the Holy Ghost. And for some, this might have been new, because you've never seen or experienced the true presence of God in the room, where people are bowed down in real worship. And it's not performance. It's not. I can tell when I go to a place and they're just doing their little three-song set. And they got some good singers. some smoke machines, some lights. But I don't feel nothing. Thank God the Holy Ghost is with me, because when I go into those places, I just tap in. I just tap in wherever I'm at. Because, baby, he ain't over there and he ain't on that stage. But nonetheless, the state of Texas is a place that is fighting religious spirits, legalism, traditional values. You can't come to church this way. You can't do this. You got to do that. And a lot of these people don't even have a prayer life. Aren't even consecrated before the Lord. And they are under the law. They're like the Pharisees, giving scripture, and they just as bound as you are. Now, this isn't a bash against the church, because these are evil spirits that have taken residence in the minds and the movement of people. We are not fighting flesh and blood. We're not fighting the mega church. We're not fighting it's not even the people. For there have been many ministers and leaders that have paved the way before I even got here, still giving honor to who they are, because some of them have been gateway preachers. Some of them have been gatekeepers to the city, but they have not stewarded what God gave them properly. And we're starting to see a lot of the people that have carried big names and churches for years, they're coming down, they're stepping down, they're falling down. Why? Because Ichabod is written over those churches. They don't belong to him anymore. And they will not survive the revival, because there's no Holy Ghost. And you need the Holy Ghost to move in power, to cast out demons. The demons that are getting ready to be unleashed in these last days, you better have some power of the Holy Ghost, because they're going to devour some of these people. They're going to be running around like the sons of Sceva. They're not going to know what to do, right? Because they're scared. I've talked to pastors and leaders in this region, and they say, well, no, we don't really do deliver. We don't really do that. We don't want to scare the people away because of the manifestations. And we don't, we do pray for them, or we'll, if somebody start, we'll pull them in the back, you know, this and this and that, because it's dirty work. You have to live a very consecrated life before God. You cannot live a double-minded, lukewarm life and think you finna be tussling with the principality and things like that. And you ain't even consecrated, ain't prayed since last year. You think it's dirt, it's vomiting, it's hollering, it's screaming, it's crying. It's a lot. They don't want to get their suits messed up. I come out of lashes. I come out of shoes. I come out, listen, my daughter said, the only thing I can't do is take my wig off. That's the rule. Because I get in the trenches. You look at the devil looking at me, I'm looking at him, I'm like, what you doing here? One of us got to go, and it ain't gonna be me. One of us got to go. So there's a fear for deliverance. I've had pastors reaching out each recently, asking me to help them with deliverance for their churches. Very few. But as we're called to gather, and I happen to be a modern day apostle, I am a gatherer. And my influence in the world was used for the kingdom of darkness. Now God is using my influence to create impact so that the kingdom of light can prevail and the people can be set free. The captives can be set free. People can be released from these major depressive episodes and anxiety and self-mutilation and wanting to hurt and harm themselves, wanting to unalive themselves, can't find out, don't know who they are, don't have any identity, don't know where to start to figure out what their purpose is, let alone who he is, let alone who they are in Christ. What's my assignment? What's my purpose? What am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing? People are lost. They are confused. And the sheep are scattered. And we haven't even begun to see what's coming in the days to come for the scattering. That's how I got here. I went church to church. I didn't know I was called to lead. I was just trying to serve. And I went to every church they told me to go to and DFW. And I said, this ain't it. And God was like, well, that's because I need you to, oh, whoa, wait a minute. I was just trying to show up on Sunday, serve, do what I got to do. I didn't fit in nowhere. I could not figure out why I was not comfortable and could not fit in. Next thing I know, I ain't gonna name the church. I went to some women's thing on a Saturday and they in there strolling. All the things. And the whole church is full of Greek mess. I said, y'all ain't gotta worry about me no more. There's a witchcraft altar in this place. And we got all of this to break down so that God can build his church. Because he's coming for a spotless, blemishless bride. We are far from that. So the great revival that's coming is going to be something. That's why you see these children even filled with the Holy Ghost. Because a lot of us have abandoned our altars. We've abandoned our assignments. Gen X. Millennials. That's why you see the Gen Z's on fire for God. They want the real thing, the real, true, raw, and authentic. They don't want you robed up. They don't want you lying and being a hypocrite. They don't want you cussing behind closed doors and on church quoting scriptures. They are calling it out. And that generation is also lost in the new age in witchcraft. Because they want what's supernatural. They want God. They're just being deceived. We are moving forward. We are forging forward. And the Spirit of God dwells within us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and 16, the Bible in KJV version says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you." We carry the Spirit of God. It's not at the house. We don't leave it in the building. We carry the Spirit of God with us. So that means that wherever you go, he goes. Wherever you step, Joshua 1 and 3. Wherever the sole of your feet tread, the Bible says, Jesus, he said, I will give it to you. Wherever you go, he goes. Wherever you step, that's heaven touching earth. Heaven touching earth. Why? Because you're seated in heavenly places. You're the earthen vessel that has access to heaven and earth. So when you move, that's God touching earth. That's God. That's how it should be. But what happens is the Holy Spirit's not able to move because we have dirty vessels. They're full of oppression and demons and not open to the Holy Spirit so that he can dwell in his house. Your body is a temple. Come on now. Why does the Bible say your body is a temple? because it's the tabernacle, the place in which we are to commune and dwell and reign with him. Just in the Eden, in the time of Eden, when God would meet and commune with Adam in the garden, it is now the place that we commune with God. We're having an Eden experience with God because he is inside of us. We take him to the brick and mortar. We should. So the Acts 2 church, that's who we are. If you don't know, now you know, baby, baby. Florida free? I don't know. Some people, hey, this ain't that. We are moving. This is a move of God. This is a movement. We are moving in revival. I happen to be one of the ones that God has marked for revival. If you never see me in this building again, you're going to see me. Trust. You're going to see me. Because where the Spirit of God is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. Flawed and free has been called to set the captives free. We are doing that until the moment I take my last breath. Whoever coming with me, let's go. Whoever not, that's okay. I'm not mad because the move will continue. Glory be to God. The Acts 2 church was a moving church. The first church, hear me, saints, read your Bible, Acts 2, had no permanent building. Upper room experience comes. Day of Pentecost, they get their marching orders from God. Holy Spirit comes upon them. And they move. And it's going to be some places we're going to go out here in Dallas. They're going to say, get up out of here. And the Bible even said, dust your feet off. We're going to dust our feet. Grab my mic. And my speaker. Me and the Holy Ghost. And we're going to the next place. You know how big Dallas Fort Worth is? McKinney, Plano, Frisco. You know how many Krogers and parking lots and restaurants? Baby, we're going to be in Kitchen and Cocktails. Do you know Jesus? Do you want to receive the Holy Ghost? For those that like vloggers, you're going to like some of this. Because we have our vlogging camera. And we're going to be outside. We're live streaming it all. So those that are watching us here, yeah, we've been having church. But y'all haven't seen me in street ministry. Street ministry is a little different. I meet people where they are. Hey, what's up? How you doing? How you doing? How do you just talk to people? We don't have to throw our prayer shawls on. These people don't want to hear that. They're trying to get their drink and they waffle. I've converted a lot of people in restaurants, people just listening to me in tables. Y'all, who's been, a lot of my team and stuff have been with me because we take Jesus everywhere we go. We travel everywhere we go. I'm praying over the business owners. Who own this place? I need to meet you. Who's the owner? Oh, so-and-so. I'll wait. I stand right out to the side. How are you? My name is Tina. I typically go by Tina because that was my birth given name. Apostle's my function. It ain't my title. My name's Tina. Thank you for what you've done in this assembly, and I sow seeds. Thank you for servicing me and my team today. Do you mind if I pray for you? And I pray for the business owners, managers. They've been with me. We're sitting in places. People have gotten up out of their seats listening to me at my table multiple times. Lexus was with me. We were in Dallas, a young man that we ministered to. And I said, I saw him listening to me. And I turned around. I said, you want to come and join our table? He's like, yeah. Tags came and sat down. We ministered to this man of God. You've been with me. A couple of y'all, we've been out to eat. Some lady said, excuse me, you just blessed my life. I was listening to you, and she was, huh? She asked for prayer, and she wanted to pray for me, too. I didn't even know she was listening. She was like, you just blessed my life. Thank you. I needed everything you just said. So the first church had no permanent building, yet it turned the world upside down. They was on donkeys and they was in Birkenstocks. They didn't have no internet. How much more can we do with YouTube, Twitch, because we finna be on all them. Laying hands, casting out devils, ministering the gospel, bringing people into the kingdom. Sunday fun day. How much more can we do? How many more people catch? Because there's a lot of people. Sometimes there's more people online than was in this room, than in this building. Because location can sometimes be a limitation. That's why you got to know where you are in Christ. Because if you don't know that your location is actually in heaven, you will limit the move of God in your life. Because you're moving and living at a lower realm and a lower dimension. You looking up at the devil when you should be looking down. He's beneath you. The Bible says that he's beneath. He said you're above, not beneath. You're the head, not the tail. You're seated in heavenly places, which means you are already erected and risen. The devil ain't on your level. He's beneath you. Even the angels that help us and like us so much, they are not equal. We are above. Even the angelic support that God gives us. And I'll explain all of that for those that don't know. So people that idolize, and oh, John just died. He didn't turn into an angel. And they put the angel wings on him. Everybody got the shirt with John, and he got angel wings. No! Don't put angel wings on John. He's not an angel. And he ain't looking down on you. Angels are actually, they're not on the same plane or level as man. They watch us worship. They love what they looking at us all day, like, look at them. Look at them humans. We partner with the Holy Spirit and they have assignments. We navigate and move with them. Under the allegiance of Christ, under the instruction of Christ. But they answer the command of Christ through you. So when you speak and you call upon the angels, they're on assignment. Right? They're not above you. Angels aren't greater than you. You are greater than them. And so the presence and the power of God is in us, and we have to take that with us wherever we go. In Acts chapter 2, verse 46 through 47, you can read it with me and take it for your own study. I'm going to start reading. I'm in KJV still. It says, And they continuing daily with one accord, unity, in the temple and breaking bread, what does it say? What does the next part say? Say it again. Say it again. So house meetings are biblical. When I was in people's houses, baptizing them in their bathtubs, that was biblical. Where the saints of God would say, well, where's your church? Apostle, where's your church? I planted 3 churches. I have a church in Atlanta. I have a church in Florida. I have a church in Texas. And I was looking at them like, I got a lot of them. Got a lot of disciples. I got a lot of daughters. Right? I got a lot of churches. Well, I ain't going to give you their address, though. That would be their house. But the temple and the people of God in Acts 2, the real church, the true church, it said daily, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church. Say it. But what's the next word? Daily. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I don't know if you remember or if I even mentioned it here, but I said we're not looking to grow. I'm not looking to just put people in a seat. I'm looking to equip leaders to make disciples so that we can multiply. Addition was never on the table. Even when the disciples turned apostles, went out in the Great Commission, they went in twos, did they not? They went in twos. So when we're looking to grow, if you even know anything about finances or money, I can give you 50 and I can match your 50. But how much more will you get if you add the exponent of 2 on that 50? It's a lot more. When you start thinking about the kingdom currency and you start thinking about what that is and what it looks like, how it converts in the realm of the spirit, how we receive eternal rewards and mansions in heaven and things like that. It is not based on the almighty dollar that ain't worth the dollar printed on right now. We're already in the deficit. We're already behind and in debt. Trillions of dollars in debt in America, and the people of God, to include the body of Christ, is chasing a spirit of mammon, which is money. But God is trying to bring us back into alignment so that we can learn how to move in the kingdom currency, because it's eternal and it doesn't expire. The bank can't snatch it and take it. But you got to know how to invest, what that looks like. We haven't even begun. That's why so many of us are in debt. And we don't have financial freedom in the fullness that we should. Because we don't understand the value of Christ and the kingdom. How to steward our money properly. How to invest it. How to pour into prayer. How to set and to govern the altar of heaven. How to see God move and manifest himself quickly. That's why we move so fast in this ministry. We are always in the spirit. All the time. We be up at midnight. We have midnight Mondays. Sometimes we don't get off the phone till 4 in the morning. And we in the spirit. Ta, 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 ta. Things are moving, shifting. We can barely keep up with what's happening in the spirit. Because God has a syncopated time and season for our movement. We break bread in this minute. We have fellowship. We commune together. That's where the word community comes from. It's not the building. The power of God was never in the place. It was never in the building. It was in the presence. The presence of the Almighty God. The brooding breath and the wind of God. The same breath that gave Adam life. The same brittle, dry bones in Ezekiel 37 built up an army. We are raising a remnant army. People that can fight in the spirit, take territory, and move in dominion like Genesis 1 and 26 through 28. We were called to take dominion, to subdue, to rule, to reign, to be fruitful, and to multiply. God never said to add nothing. He said we are to multiply. And of course, people think, oh, that meant have a bunch of kids. Not so much. Now, he did say, seek ye first the kingdom, and all of these things will be added unto you. You also have to look at the Hebrew and the Greek text as to what that means there and what it means in Genesis when he speaks to multiplication. But the presence of God has movement and power. And the people of God, the real church, they met in homes. They preached in streets. They worshiped in prisons. And they carried revival wherever they went. And if you read your Bible a little bit, they were very successful. With no internet, no fake book, no Instagram, no TikTok. And they died for the gospel. So it's some of you that's going to say, yeah, I'm going to go with you, Florida Free. And we're going to get outside. And y'all going to be like, I'm going to sit this one out. These demons is manifesting. It's hot out here. I liked it when we was in the building. Like the children of Israel. We liked it when we had three hots and a cot. You know, it's a lot of work when you are called to pioneer a movement. But the kingdom currency that comes with the reward of being obedient to God is greater than the sacrifice you make. Our goals are souls, remember? We got to go get them. Sorry, not sorry. I love y'all. I'm glad you came. But we have to multiply the kingdom. Moving tabernacles. Y'all hear me say this all the time because the Lord's had this in my heart. So he was getting me ready for this, actually. But I remember saying to the Lord, I feel homeless. We don't have a church home anymore now. You promised us the church. He said, the church still coming? You are the church? I'm getting ready to bring you in your own building. And what he showed us was pretty substantial. He said, before season, this is what I need. Not a problem, sir. I said, okay, so we're not homeless. We're mobile. He said, yes, ma'am. I said, so we're not scattered. He said, no, you're seated. S-E-E-D-E-D. These are seeds that we're going to be planting. Some will be watering, some. But the Bible has called us to be living tabernacles. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, in KJV, I'll read, it says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. Ooh, Jesus. We have a building of God A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. That's the Bible. I didn't make that up. I'm not that smart. He said, but if this earthly house, this tabernacle, this temple, if it dissolves, and it will, these buildings will break. They will fall. They will be crushed. What good is the building if your soul goes to hell? You've been tithing and attending. You got perfect attendance at Joe Missionary Baptist Church. You didn't give to the building fund and everything else. And that same building will fall and crumble to the ground. But you won't take care of this temple, this tabernacle. You won't submit your life to God as a living sacrifice. When this flesh dies, will you live? When the building breaks, what will be left remaining? Will your soul go to hell? Or will you go to heaven? It don't matter that you've been attending that mega church for 29 years. What church you go to? Oh, I go to so-and-so saints. I go to the so-and-so house. That's my church. Like, where do we get all this pride in a building? Oh, do you go to that church? Oh, yeah, I go to that church. Yeah. And ain't nobody submitted to God. Everybody in the church going to hell. God forbid. But we are living tabernacles. We are walking altars. I don't just pray for people at this altar in this building. I don't. We are breathing sanctuaries. Breathing sanctuaries. This is not loss. This is alignment for the assignment. It's the alignment. I am not grieving today, though I wore black, because I'm dying to a season. And I'm rising in preparation to the new by the power of the Holy Spirit. Just like the power of the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. When we walk out these doors today, we're crossing over into the next. We are crossing over into the next. And we ain't stopping until those million souls that God told me is on my back is complete. I can't leave here until that's done. Million plus, I'm sure. God has shown us stadiums and great things to come. But nonetheless, the Great Commission still stands. The mandate has not changed. My mandate has not changed. Team. Matthew 28. 18 through 20. It's one of our foundational scriptures for this ministry. But I'm going to read it in KJV. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. If I don't know nothing else, I know we are in the will of God, and I know that God is with us to the end. Notice he said, go. He said, go, not sit, not wait. He said, go, not gather and stay. We so busy trying to gather and have coffee, tea, and lattes and croissants. And God has left the building. He ain't there. He has left the building. And we busy networking, gathering. God ain't there. Why? The church does not wait for the world to come. I can sit here another 2-3 years waiting on people to just find us and come through the door. Obviously, that's not the blueprint. But the church goes to the world. The church goes to the world. That was the blueprint. We're preparing for the great revival and the return of Christ. That's our mission. We are mission-minded people. We are living now in prophetic times. Hebrews 12, 27 through 28. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, and as of things that are made, and those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Buildings can be shaken. Buildings can be broken. Systems can be shaken. Systems can be broken. But the kingdom cannot be moved. The kingdom cannot be moved. This is definitely not a season that we will retreat because of a space, sit back at home, cross our feet. This is a season that we're going to run full force. This is a season that we are going to run full force, and I'm going to charge this ministry. Those of you that are so tied, connected, following, and partnered here, we still moving forward together. One man, one band, one sound. One man, one band, one sound. Florida Free Church, hear this charge. I'm declaring and legislating a charge to you today that we will carry the gospel with clarity, that we will love people without compromise, that we will serve with excellence. We will build without walls. And we will go without fear. We declare today that the church is not closing, it's expanding. We declare today that the building is at rest, but the body is rising. The mission is yet alive and the movement continues. We are flawed, but we are yet redeemed. Glory be to God. We are free, but we are yet submitted. And we are sent, but we are not settled. We go forth today as the true ecclesia, the Acts 2 church, the moving tabernacles of Christ, until the whole earth is filled with his glory and the king returns. We're going to preach, we're going to love, we're going to build, and we will advance. The best days of this movement are not behind us. They are in front of us. The best days of this movement are ahead of us. Our assignment in this space is complete. And the Lord has said that we stewarded well. And he said the territory has been taken quickly. We're on a timeline. That's why we're moving so fast. The Lord has given us territory. The Lord has given us access. And the Lord has divinely backed us. And he's also sent and given us reinforcement. We're not wanderers. We're not vagabonds. We're not confused. I am clearer than clear about why, where, and what. I'm not confused at all. Our steps are guided and they're ordered by the Lord. We stand on Joshua 1 verse 3 that says that every place that the sole of our feet will tread upon, he said, I have given you, just as I promised Moses. We are sent ones with marching orders to go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit into Jerusalem, Judea, into Samaria, into the outermost parts of the earth. We are Flawed and Free Church, his witness. We are his witness in the earth. And our steps are not random. We move in purpose and we move in a supernatural cadence, timelines, and rhythms of heaven that are syncopated with heaven's divine season. I thank you, Father, for this new season. The door that's closed and even the doors that are opening. The season has shifted. The season is shifted. And we're going to shift with it. And I'm still going to pastor, apostle, love, build, equip, pray, cover, and everything that God has already mandated and called me to. To as many that are called to my voice. We ain't going nowhere. Glory be to God. And one day I might see some of y'all faces when God spin the block in that big space. And y'all gonna be like, I remember the day. So we're crossing over. The season's shifting. Doors are closing, but new doors are opening. And the doors of the church are still yet open today. If you are in the room and you have not received salvation, you have not received Christ in your heart, and you want to receive him today, please come to the altar and get prayer. Or if you are a person that said, I like this place. I feel like this is a place that I can grow and mature, be discipled, delivered, healed, and made whole. Join our family, our ever-evolving, expanding family. Those that are online, if you're making that commitment, shout out to the Digital Disciples Virtual Victors. Hello. I want to just thank each and every one of you that have been a part of this journey to this date, that have joined in even the recent days, and even those that will choose to continue the path that God has for us. I want to thank you. You could be any place. You could have gone anywhere, but you chose to come to this place. And I thank you. I thank you. And if this season's up for you, I'll see you on the other side. This was a mm-mm. She's like, I'm good. But I pray that all of you are well. That all of you are well. God meets you wherever you are. Blessings to all of you. Peace. And hair grease. That's old. Jeez, some of the younger ones was like, what? Yeah. Glory be to God. So look, they remember, they like, what?
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you all. I love you. To God be the glory. Let's go out and sing. We're going to celebrate since no one's come. That's fine. I'll be still praying for you anyhow. Did we have anybody online? No? Okay. We gonna celebrate with a little song. Pack up. Oh, come on.
I swear we will go.
Welcome to our home. Yay.
We're so glad to
have you. I'm going to teach you guys something.
God,
some of you may know it.
You.
It goes like this.
So she just joined. She just joined. So
put all your backpack.
Make sure you have the stuff.
It's time to ride.
Oh, you too? Oh, wait.
And now, woo! Lace up your boots.
Hey.
Put
all
your backpack.
Is there anybody?
It's time to rise. It's time to rise.
You stay up here.
Come on. Lace up your boots.
Come on.
Put on your backpack.
It's time to rise.
It's time to rise.
Yeah.
It's time to rise.
Yeah.
Lace up your boots.
Hey.
Put on your backpack.
Come
it's time to rise.
Hey.
It's time to ride.
Lace up your boots.
Lace up your boots.
Hey,
put on your backpack.
Hey, you join us up. Oh my God.
It's time to ride.
Lace up your boots.
Lace up your boots.
I've been watching you for a long time.
Put on your backpack.
Oh my
God. It's time to ride.
Where we will go. Glory, glory. All of you that have just joined, come on up. I want to pray a blessing over you. You've come in a transitional season.
The storm is over.
Ah.
Yes,
God.
The storm is over.
Sent ones.
Joy is here.
Burning ones.
The storm is over.
I told you when you got here there was more. I told you when you got here you had family. I told you when you got here you weren't by yourself no more. Yes. Joy is here. You're not by yourself no more. Joy is here. The kingdom is here. There's a lot more like you that is not here today. That are weak, that are seeking, watching, looking. And they didn't know, like, will I be accepted? Will it be okay? But you're here. You're here. No more weariness. The storm is over. Yes, the storm is over. Are you joining too? Ah, come on. Holly been here for years. You've been here for years. You just not doing it. Recommit. Okay, she said she's recommitting. Holly's been doing for years. Yes, God. Oh, Father, I thank you, God. I thank you for your daughters, that have submitted and committed to you, to their work to grow with you, to mature with you, God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that the love of Christ, the peace of God, Lord, I release angels of deliverance and help and healing. Lord, release your healing, God. Protect them, surround them, cover them, God, as they leave this place today. I place a fiery hot hands of fire around each of them. Angelic guards, guard their minds, guard their hearts, guard their yes to you, God. Lord, let your power rest, rule, and reign. Let your presence go forth. Let the promises of God that are yea and amen continue. Lord, we come against every demonic power that would keep them from coming closer to you. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help them to expand, to grow, to mature, to seek you in the midnight hour, to see you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May your power manifest yourself. May the wisdom of God, may deliverance and healing come upon them like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I yoke my faith with the kingdom of heaven. I yoke my faith with each believer, with each one that's giving you your yes, God, with each one that's giving their commitment to you, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, make the bond strong. Lord, I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, over their crowds, over their souls. The blood, plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. And we declare today that they are free. For whom the Son is set free, it's free indeed, God, in the name of Jesus. They shall grow. They shall rise. They shall be deployed. Lord, may the power of God, Father God, come, cover, saturate, heal, heal, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Lord, may the power of God take place, make way, in the name of Jesus. Go. I release the angels. I release the angels over their mandates, over their assignments, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Yes, he's our deliverer. Yes, he's our deliverer. And we dance the dance of freedom today. We dance the dance of freedom. Joy is here. 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 Yes, joy. More joy. Yes. Those that are come join. Come give them a hug. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to your new family. The kingdom family. Yes.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.